Welcome to the Jewish Prayer Podcast, where we uncover the depth, beauty, and relevance of the timeless words of Jewish prayer. Here is your host, Rabbi Yossi Lindenbaum.
Okay, welcome back. Here we are. This is actually the first of its kind of a advanced prayer system. So let me explain a little bit what we're going to try to do here with our advanced prayers. And the idea here is that I realize that as we're going along, it's getting a little bit too nitty gritty. And so for the vast majority of my audience, they want to hear the ideas and the concepts and what Jewish prayer looks like and the format. A broader view, a bird's eye view of prayer. Yeah, we're definitely getting specific and we're going through the major paragraphs. We did a lot of that. But in this, especially here with Psukei Dezimra, where, like we explained, it's these verses of song and an emotional connection to Hashem and pulling away the weeds and connecting with the chain, the actual paragraphs are going to get too nitty-gritty. That's the idea. And there are certainly some of the paragraphs that we need to and I want to delve into a lot better, but for the most part, not. On the other hand, I do have plenty of people, and I hope even everyone at a certain point will be ready to up their game. Will they be ready to read all the prayers in the Jewish tradition, and they want to know what they're saying. So in these episodes, the advanced episodes, my goal is to go through every single word. Now, you can certainly go deeper and deeper and appreciate each choice of every word and understand everything. I'm not going that far. I just want to be able, for your average Jew, to be able to read this and understand the basic ideas of what you should be meaning to say. Now, can you get this from a translation? Yeah, sure. But somehow you just get lost and you get just too many words. I don't know if that's the right way to say it. Anyways, I'm going to try it this way. I'll hear from the feedback from the audience if this is something that's helpful or not. I would say for my general audience, you probably want to skip this episode, come back to the next one, which I hope to be really soon, where we'll continue on with our Psukei Dezimra. But for those who are interested, please stick around. And let's go. Let's dive in. We're really going to do the two paragraphs that were covered in what we called Morning Prayers number 15. The two paragraphs, which is the song, Mizmor Shir, and then followed by the opening blessing, the Baruch Shamar. So let's do this. And we'll really be just reading it. I think this will go pretty fast because we're not going to give too much background. We already explained what these paragraphs are about. We'll just understand how to read them and any words. Sometimes the words we know, but the way the conjugations are written, we're so not used to. They're a little bit more poetic format that we're not used to, and we don't even recognize it. The general format of this paragraph, like we explained, and if you're using the same sitter as I am, you're on page 55 in English, is David, and this is why it's so appropriate for the morning. He thanks Hashem, but he praises Hashem because he realizes how much Hashem does for him. There's a little note there. You almost like you can hear the music where there's this drama and there's tension and then there's this calming and then that leads to more tension and, you know, it resolves itself nicely. Where the overall is, David says, yeah, I always turn to Hashem because I always need Hashem and because I need him and he's there for me, so I always turn to him. But then things were okay, and I'm like, okay, Hashem, I'm okay. But then I realized that, no, it's not true. I always do need Hashem. There are always things happening, and without even one moment of Hashem, I do need him. And so, Hashem, I beg of you to always be there for me and always be connected to me. That's the overall way these paragraphs flow. One more note before we dive into it. I think this is important to know in general, that the way Psalms work, the way poetry works, if you think about it like this, let's say I'm writing a text to someone and I want to say thank you for something. So there's different things I could be saying thank you for, right? There could be a little something like somebody said, I was looking for information on something and somebody said, hey, here's a number of a local mechanic. You can find the answer for whatever. And I say thank you. All right, that's thank you. Thank you for taking the 1 minute of your or less of your time and answering me. And there's other people who I needed to, I needed to borrow maybe a bike, a car, and they offered it. So that's a much bigger thank you. Or some people, you know, my parents who've given me everything that I have in life. That's an even bigger thank you. Now, how do you make that thank you bigger? You understand the issue here? You're just saying the word thank you. You're a little bit stuck. So when we text, we sometimes like put exclamation points, and that tells us, oh yeah, you know, one exclamation point is regular, three is excited, you know, 10, and again, it depends who you are. Some people are more expressive, but the more it is, maybe bold will tell us, or caps will tell us that it's, you really mean it. In Psalms, there is no caps, there's no exclamation points, and the way the more excited you are is by the more synonyms that we use and the more times we repeat ourselves in slightly poetic way. It shows the excitement. So we're going to see a lot of words that almost repeat themselves and just using different words. Now, I do think there is a way of studying this where you actually appreciate each choice of word and understand why the King David chose that exact word this time. But for our purposes, I think it would be just beneficial to understand that each word is just him expressing his emotion and how he feels about it. And now we are ready. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. We're going to sing. And those are actually the two terms of song that we use throughout Pesukei Zimra, the Zemer and the Shir. Chanukah Sabayis L'David for David at the inauguration of the house. There's actually a discussion if this was done at the original building of the Beis HaMikdash. Well, not David, but he intended it for that. Or maybe even for the daily inauguration. Every single morning you open up the lights or open up the doors and you re-inaugurate the temple. Either way, this was a start. And it said this is basically the pattern of life. And like we explained in the other class, that this is an important way to start the day. Our Mimcha Hashem, I will raise Hashem up, Kidili Sani, because he raised me up. Because he drew me up, okay? Dili Sani, the language we use to draw water, is to be Dola. So I will lift Hashem because he drew me up. He picked me up when I was down. V'lo Samachta Ovaili, and my enemies were not happy over me, meaning I didn't fall down like my enemies planned for me. Hashem Elokai, Shivati Elecha. Shivati means I cried to you. Vatir pa'enmi, and you healed me. So again, I'm happy to you, Hashem, because you helped me. I was in pain. I have enemies. I was down. You picked me up. I cried to you, and you healed me. I was sick. Hashem helisa min sh'ol nafshi. Hashem, you raised me from the depth. My soul. You raised my soul from the depths. Chisani, you gave me life, mi yordi bar, from going down into the pit. So all this, like, I was down and you helped me. Zamu l'Hashem chasidav, may his righteous ones, devout ones, sing to him. Behodu l'zecher kadsho, and give thanks l'zecher kadsho, to his holy remembrance. Okay, we're so grateful for everything he does. Ki rega biapoy, while he gets angry, rega, it's only for a moment. Ki rega biapoy, only for a moment is his anger. Chaim beretzono, and life is by his will. All of our lives is based on what he desires. Be'erev yalim bechi, and while at the evening, we sleep in tears. Things are tough, things are hard. And evening always means not literally, not necessarily literally meaning, but evening. But evening means a time of darkness, hard times. Ve'la bokarina, in the morning there's joy. So that is his pattern in life. Things are tough. You help me, God. That's why I love you. That's why I sing to you, because you help me when I'm tough, when things are bad. Vani amarti b'shalvi, but I said when things are calm, shalva is calmness, serenity. Bal emot lo'olam, I'll never stumble. I'll be okay. When things are tough, I need you, but when things are okay, I'm okay. Hashem b'tzoncha hamadati lahari oz. But Hashem, in your desire, you stood me up, my lahari, to my heights with strength, okay? You supported me and kept me up. Histarta panecha hayisinivol. The truth is, if you would have hide your face, I would be perplexed, astounded. I wouldn't know what to do. It's not true. Meaning for that moment, I thought everything was okay. But you actually keep me up. That's why I'm feeling okay. And if you weren't there, it would be terrible. Eilecha Hashem Ekra, to you Hashem I call, ve'al Hashem Eschanan, to my master I daven. I always have to daven to you. Ma betza bedami, and the way I cry out to you, because I'm in such pain, ma betza bedami, what would you gain with my blood? Meaning, with my death. What are you going to gain? Right, my life is in danger. But if I were to be dead, then what is there to gain out of me? Beriditi al shachas, when I go down to the pit, hayod cha afar, will the dirt praise you? I mean, if I'm dead, what praise to Hashem is there going to be? Hayagan mitecha, will it tell your truth? Shema Hashem v'chaneni, listen Hashem and have favor on me. Hashem ayeh ozli, Hashem will be my help. Okay, so while I was calm for a second, I realized that actually everything is from Hashem, and I beg Hashem, understanding that I need life, and without me being alive, you know, what good am I? Hafachta mispadi l'macholi, please change my eulogies, my sad l'macholi, to dancing. Machol is a dance, l'macholi for dancing, meaning change my sadness into happiness. Pitachta saki, open up my sackcloth. Sackcloth is clothing you wear when you're mourning, so take it off. Vatazreini, and gird me, which means to put a belt, meaning basically dress me simcha. So it's a, you know, nice poetry where you say, undress me of my sackcloth and redress me with joy. Leman yizamecha kavod v'lo yidom, and that is the point of it all. The reason why, and the reason why I'm convincing Hashem to give me life and to save me, is so that I can continue to sing his praise, Yizamecha kavod, to sing for his honor. V'lo yidom, I will not be silent. Hashem Elokai le'olam adeka, my God, Hashem, my God, forever I will praise you. Meaning, what I said originally, that I'm only going to do when times are tough, not true. La'olam, forever, odeka, I will praise you. And that is the tone and the idea of this psalm. We're going to really jump right in because that's what this is, advanced high-level stuff. There's actually a little preface to the blessing, Hareini mizamen espi lahodos l'Hashem, which is it's an interesting thing because the whole idea of a blessing, we explained, is to prepare you for the mitzvah you're about to do. And here, it's like a preparation for the preparation. You're preparing before you're about to make a bracha. We do this a lot. It's a much later edition, obviously. The bracha is thousands of years old. And at some point they said, hey, let's get ready. That's not enough for us. We have to get ready to get ready. So behold, I am preparing my mouth, lahodos lahal shabeach, to praise, praise, and praise. I mean, they mean to praise and to thank and to laud. Well, to thank, to praise, and to laud, whatever. I like just to say to praise, and to praise. In different expressions. Esbori, my creator. L'shem yichud kutsha b'richu. Now, this is a little Kabbalah here that he throws in. To unify Hashem u'shchinte and his divine presence. Ayidei ha'u tamir v'nelam. Through he who is hidden. And tamir also means like hidden. B'shem kol Yisrael, in the name of all of Israel. So this is a... what are we doing? Really, Kabbalists will tell you that everything we do in this world is about this, what's called the Shem Yichud, to unify. To say this in a word, Hashem is perfect. He created a world that's broken and has a lot of brokenness. And our job is to bring that brokenness back to its original unity. So that's what we mean, the Shem Yichud, to unify Hashem with his divine presence. Okay, we'll leave it at that. And here we get to the blessing, and like we explained, there's two halves to the blessing. The first one, we bless Hashem, and we describe Hashem in 10 different ways. Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Olam. And it's about Hashem and his power of speech. Hashem spoke, and that's how he created the world, and that's how he does everything he does. And the idea of Hashem in his past, present, and future, and why he controls everything in all those states. Baruch Sha'amar V'Hayolam, blessed is the one who said, Sha'amar V'Hayolam, and the world was. That's how the world was created, through his speech. Baruch Hu, blessed is he. Baruch Osa Bereishis, blessed is the one who made the beginning. Baruch Omer V'Osa, he says and does. That's how he does things, through saying. Baruch Gozer U'Mekayim, and this is in the present. He decrees, I think the Omer Ba'ol says also. He decrees, and that could be maybe bad things or different opinions of exactly what this means, but he has maybe limitations on what he's giving. Umekayim, and he fulfills that. Baruch Merachem al Aretz. On the other side, he has mercy. Even if people don't deserve it, he'll give that, and he gives that on all the land. Baruch Merachem al Abrios. He gives that on creatures, on people, animals. Baruch Meshalim Sechatev L'Reyev. Those who actually do the right thing, he rewards them justly. That's called Mishalim Sachar Tov, paying good payment, Lireyev, to those who fear him. Baruch Chayla Ad V'Kayim LaNetzach. He lives forever, and he lives forever. So like we said, this is Hashem who is forever. Baruch Pode U'Matzel, who redeems and saves. And that's also a kind of reference to the future for what he will do. He will ultimately save us. There are still things that need fixing that will be redeemed from Hashem. Baruch Shemo, blessed is his name. So those are all the different, you know, descriptions of Hashem. Things that he's done, is doing, and will do. And that's his state all through his, you know, his own abilities. I apologize if I'm oversimplifying any of this. And my goal here is to not to say that there's no nuance of difference, but I think sometimes that'll get overwhelming. Let's just appreciate the basic ideas of what we're saying, and that's a good place to start. Then the second half of the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, blessed are you Hashem, Hashem, our God of the world, Hakel, the God of Harachaman, the merciful Father, Hamuhul Befe Amoy, who is praised in his nation. And this is what we're going to be talking about. We're about to make the blessing about what we're about to do, which is the praising. Meshubach u'mefoyer b'lashon chasida v'avodav. He is praised and praised in the language of his devout ones and his servants. Uvishiri David Avdecha, on the songs of David, his servant. Because what it means here is that besides David composing Tehillim, there are many others who did. So it's between his devout ones and his servants and David, we have all the songs. Now Lelcha, so those are the songs that were sung for Hashem. Let us sing. Let us praise Hashem Elokeinu b'shvachos of his mirrors with praise and with song. Negadelcha nushabechacha, let us make him big and praise him. Unufa'ercha, and praise him. V'nazkir shimcha, and mention his name. V'namlichacha, and make you king. Malkeinu Elokeinu, our king and our God. Yachid Chayelamim, singular, lives forever. Melech Meshubach Mefoyer Adiyad Shema Gadol, the king who is praised and praised forever of his great name. So in a nutshell, after we mentioned who Hashem is, we just praise him and say, we are about to praise you. And so we use a lot of words to describe the word praise and a lot of words to describe him, but we're basically praising him. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem. If you didn't, if it's too complicated, it summarizes it. Melech mehulo batishpachos, the king, because he is the king, who is praised, batishpachos, with our praises. We are going to sing praises based on the words of David, based on the praises that we've been doing throughout history, and we're going to sing those praises to you, Hashem. That is what we're about to do, and that is the blessing, to focus on why we're doing what we're about to do. That's what every blessing is. Okay, I hope that was helpful. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening. For questions, comments, and sponsorship opportunities, please email us at rabbilindenbaum@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.